known, and it's something some of you probably are aware of. Earth science is not considered a lab science in some cases, and so there's a lot of competition with other subjects. Universities sometimes don't count earth science as a lab science in admissions. More and more states, earth science is not required at the high school level. It's being moved to the middle school level. Administrators don't always understand the importance of the geosciences. Many geoscience teachers, earth science teachers, are not necessarily adequately prepared. They may not have the content background, which isn't a real surprise if indeed we're not promoting it in the schools. There's not enough money for lab supplies. Mirror materials can be intensive. It can be very costly. There needs to be more age-appropriate and high-quality, very challenging hands-on materials. Not enough time to teach earth science in the breadth, you know, as far as where it exists in the standards, or in depth. A lack of student interest in earth science, and that one I think sometimes is kind of hard to figure out why. With everything happening, I mean, how many students are not being able to, or looking out and not learning, hearing about climate change, what's happening, my gosh, in Haiti. I mean, these are the type of topics that we, I think as educators, as geoscience educators, we need to be reaching out, making innovative materials, really capturing the professional development that's needed, because, and I know everybody in this room, I'm probably preaching to the choir, we understand the importance of this topic. Students are not adequately prepared to really take on rigorous courses in earth science, and it's the related sciences. You really do need math, geography, writing, and some of these skills are missing. Oh gosh, this one, dumbing down of earth science, using it as a dumping ground. I mean, we've all heard of the Rocks for Jocks programs, I mean, actually in college levels. I mean, we know, we hear about that. And if indeed we're taking the earth sciences out of the high school, putting them into the middle school because we're not getting the rigor there, I think that's certainly a concern of our earth science teachers. It's difficult to keep up with ES in the news. I mean, the discoveries are going on constantly and continually. I know some of you in this room who are researchers are contributing to that knowledge. And how do you incorporate it in the classroom? How do you keep it current?